This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Chilly Gonzalez is a classically trained Canadian-born musician from the MTV era whose goal is to be a man of his time. When he's not improvising at the keyboard, he's dabbling in rap, pop, and electronic music. One of his songs has even been used in an iPad commercial. Chilly Gonzalez made his first solo piano album in 2004, and he's just released a follow-up to that recording titled Solo Piano 2. Chilly Gonzalez is a crossover artist who every once in a while dips his toe into the world of classical and jazz using rap and pop as his entry point. His parents know him as Jason Charles Beck. To his friends, he's Gonzo. So who is Chilly Gonzalez?
Chilly Gonzalez is my brand. I think Jason Beck, my real name, just didn't really have a ring to it. I wanted a name that was a little bit ridiculous. That was far from my roots as a Hungarian Jew. You can't really go much farther than a fake Mexican, can you? You know, I grew up with Boy George and Frankie Goes to Hollywood and the Smiths and these very, you know, these figures that were very complex, at the same time completely ridiculous. That's who I wanted to be, you know, and I think you look back, there's guys like Franz Liszt, for example, who I think had the attitude of a pop artist. Eric Satie, obviously, very conceptual thinker ahead of his time. So whether it's virtuosity or simplicity or humor, there have been people along the way that realized that the combination of being a slave to your audience and being musically talented is a very potent cocktail.
Chilly Gonzalez has borrowed the idea of sampling from the world of MTV and rap. He says music should be simple. It should be economical. It should be one basic idea more or less repeated over and over again with a couple variations.
My piano music is that. You know, I borrow a lot from the colors of classical music, and you know, I borrow a lot of the jazz touch in how I play the piano.
On the piece titled Evolving Doors, Chilly explores the colors of Johann Sebastian Bach.
I was looking for a way to sort of recreate the effect that you get in some of the Bach harpsichord music. I kind of stumbled upon a sort of a much more brutal way of playing octaves, just exchanging my left and right hands, and created almost like what I would call a slapback effect, like a delay, like an echo pedal that maybe Elvis would have used on his voice when he was singing. It's a very, very short delay. And so I just kind of created a kind of etude type piece around that way of playing octaves. So on a song like La Bulle, I'm really referencing that gray area between European classical music and jazz music. And so I think Scott Joplin figures into that, Gershwin as well. And of course, the French Impressionists, who, you know, depending who you listen to, you can hear moments of pop transcendence.
Chilly composed a piece titled White Keys to prove that music played on white keys doesn't always have to sound like a flowery fairy tale.
So I started my song in D, and I basically only used the white keys, and I shifted the range of the piano. Each subsequent verse goes down an octave, and by the middle of the piece, I'm playing very, very low, dark stuff that you could never really imagine would sound like a white key piece. So I was trying to sort of rehabilitate the idea that the emotion that comes out of the white keys should be saccharine or poncy. Chopin had a black key etude, and so I have a white key etude with no flats, no sharps.
Whether he's mixing Bach and Elvis Presley or backing up well-known rapper pop stars or breaking a world record for the longest solo piano performance, which he did in 2009, Chilly Gonzalez is eager to make music for his generation without worrying too much about conventions from an earlier day.
I think I always saw myself as an entertainer because that means you're really taking pains to reach an audience.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.